You are listening to the Geocaching Podcast, a podcast about everything geocaching, where you'll hear tips and tricks, interviews with cachers, and lots more. Welcome to episode 87 of the Geocaching Podcast. I'm your host, XPunkX, with
Daryl W4 and
Montu Ryder.
Thanks for tuning in to the Geocaching Podcast tonight. We're doing things just a little bit different than we normally do. Tonight, since it's Christmas time and it's Christmas week, we're going to take time to be with our families. So we thought we'd give you some Christmas music to sit and relax to with your family. And we thought we'd also tell, as the podcasters, what our favorite memory from caching is. So with that, let's hear our favorite memories.
This is Daryl W4, and I had a story I wanted to share with all our listeners, kind of about a little family event. I took my niece and nephew out one time with my brother-in-law for some caching. And it was really fun going and seeing these little kids, real young at the time, I want to say like ages 5 and 4, get all excited about caching and finding the little boxes and just even using the GPS device, you know. Ooh, look at this thing that has a little arrow. We went out to couple of different parks, did a couple of caches, and really amusing to us was the fact that my nephew really, really enjoyed doing the micro caches and especially the 2 or 3 stage multi-cache that we did. He just got the biggest kick in the world out of it. And oddly enough, he didn't really enjoy all the swag as much as he did just finding the cache, so kind of gave us a new perspective on caching through the kids' eyes. Hopefully you're going to have a ton of fun caching and just visiting with your friends, family, and maybe even those extended family members you met through caching. Have a happy holiday season.
Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is a song, with joy will ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, on hill and dale, telling the tale.
I'd have to say my favorite times caching has always been when caching with friends. So that would make my most fondest memories being attending events. Anytime I can get together with a lot of cachers, it's always a great time. Hear their stories, find out tips and tricks, but mostly hearing their experiences on the trail as well. Puts us all on an even playing field regardless of what walk of life we come from. So, as I said, I'd have to say that would be my most favorite and fondest memory of caching, is caching with friends. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you.
The Geocaching Podcast would like to take this time to thank our financial supporting members. We could not do what we do without you. Thank you, guys. If you would like to become a financial partner in the Geocaching Podcast, there are PayPal links on our show notes, which can be found at geocachingpodcast.info. Thanks again, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Hi guys, this is XPunkX, and my favorite memory from this year probably would have to be when my son Micah Boy actually found his first FTF, and I think I've told the story on the podcast before, but it really was my favorite memory this year, and the reason for it is because it was a big long multi-cache that we went to set out to find one morning, and we got to the final location, and I was looking through the bushes. It was kind of close up to the road, so I didn't want to take a whole lot of time trying to find the cache because I didn't want the, you know, muggles and things to see. So I was out by the road trying to dig through it really quickly, and I turned around to check on my other son, Eli Dangerous, who was still in the car, and I wanted to see if he was okay. So I checked, turned back on him, looked at him, and turned around to Micah Boy saying, "I found it, I found it." And he says those things normally because, I mean, he'll hide things in our house and say he finds it. I mean, sometimes he'll say he's going caching and pull nothing out and say he found it. So, you know, I was kind of skeptical as far as that goes, as far as, you know, that he actually found it. But I turned around, and lo and behold, he actually had found the cache. The cool thing about it is it was a really hard cache to find, too. It wasn't just like a big ammo container or a big Tupperware container. It was actually one of the sprinkler head kinds that you have to pull out. So it was really interesting that he found it and pulled it out. And I think perspective makes the difference. He's lower to the ground. He's not expecting what a cache should look like. He's two, and so he's 2 years old, and he's, you know, not very tall, and he's lower to the ground, and his perspective is different from us as older cachers. And I think that taught me something, too, that we need to learn, is that, you know, don't always go with your instincts. You know, sometimes go with your instincts. It may not look like a cache, but it is. You know, just think like a 2-year-old sometimes, and you'll find the cache. It's funny, because the cache owner later said that he's had lots of people email him saying the cache is missing, and he said, "You just need to think like a 2-year-old, you know, and people sometimes don't know what he's talking about until they find it and read the, you know, the story of the first to find." So that was my caching memory, and the stuff that actually made a huge impact on me this year. So thanks, and thanks for listening to the podcast. Christmas on the podcast. You can join us every Tuesday night as we record live at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the TalkShoe service. We can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.info or give us a call at 724-444-7444, and our TalkCast ID is 7525. From all of us at the Geocaching Podcast to you and your family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. Welcome to episode 86 of the... Welcome to 87. And that's because it's Christmas time. We wanted to, at the podcast, wish you guys a happy Merry Christmas. And stop laughing at me!
You said happy Merry Christmas. I'm sorry.
Tonight we're going to have a little bit music. Tonight on our show we're doing things a little bit different. Since it's Christmas time, we're going to do live. No, we're not live. We want to wish you guys a thank. Jack, I jacked that up.
It's not like you said thank you for two.
Thanks for joining the Geocaching Podcast as we celebrate Christmas on the podcast. We can. junk. Thanks for joining us as we celebrate Christmas on the podcast. You can join us live every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. 9 p.m.? Usually what we used to start at.
Used to be.
Thanks. At www.geocachingpodcast.info. We record a podcast and I...